Today's Amud is Beitza Chav Dalad Amud Aleph. We're holding by on Chav Kimla Amud Beis by the third parak. So says the Mishnah, Ein Sadin Dagim in Abeivarim Biyamtif. The halacha is that you're not allowed to trap fish from their pond, from their enclosure, on Yamtif. So here we see yet another example of a malacha that's being done. Letzarech haichul nefesh on yamtif, and yet still it's aser. The Mishnah says, even if you want to eat the fish, you're not allowed to trap fish from the pond on yamtif. So what's the pshat? It's letzarech haichul nefesh. So again, the different mahalchim and the rishainim. Rashi over here, in the first Rashi in the parak. So Rashi says that his rule is that anything that you could have done before yamtif, such as trapping the fish, so there's no heter to do it on Yom Tov, even though you're doing it letzarech haichol nefesh. Being that you could have taken care of it before Yom Tov, so there's no heter to take care of it on Yom Tov. Now, even though technically, let's say something like cooking, you could have cooked erev Yom Tov, so why are you allowed to cook on Yom Tov? The answer to that is because even if there's something that you could have done before Yom Tov, if it won't be fresh, now it won't taste as good. If qualitatively it's not the same as if you do it on Yom Tov, so then that's like you can't do it on erev Yom Tov. That's once it's not qualitatively the same, so then there's a heter to do it on Yom Tov. We don't say, oh, you could have taken care of it before Yom Tov. But when it comes to trapping the fish, even though it might be true that to have a freshly killed fish or a freshly killed animal on Yom Tov, so the meat, the fish will taste better. But over here, you still could have trapped it. You could have trapped the fish into a cup of water or into some sort of other smaller body of water that it would be considered trapped and still would be alive. And then you could finish it off on Yom Tov. So therefore, being that you could have done it before Yom Tov, says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to trap fish from their pond, from their enclosure on Yom Tov. Ve'ein na'istin lefneihem mizaynais. It says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to give them food. So Rashi says that's because they don't really need you. They have food in their pond. They don't need you to give them food. So there's no heter to be tireach to get them food. Aval tzadin chaya va'if mina bevarin. But you are allowed to trap a chaya or an if from their enclosure, not because there's a heter to do the malacha of tzad. Rather, the reason the pshat in this is that once it's already in the bevar, it's already considered trapped. So therefore, you're allowed to trap it from there because you're not really trapping it. It already was trapped. By a chay and an ayv being in the bevar, that's already an amativ of being trapped. By fish are smaller, I guess, and they swim around, so that's not considered trapped to be in the bevar. But a chay and an ayv inside of a bevar, that's already considered trapped. Mamela, there's no problem to go ahead and trap it from there because you're not doing anything. It already is trapped. And you're allowed to give them food. Those are animals that they could benefit from you giving them their food. And therefore, you could feed them on Yom Tov. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that loy kol ha-bevarin shavim. You can't make a blanket rule about a bevar and say that, oh yeah, these are mutter and these are aser. They're not all of the same size. Some bevars are smaller and some of them are larger. And therefore, it's going to depend on the size of the bevar. Rather, you have to just know the rule. Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, this is the rule. Kol ha-mechusar tzeda, anything that it's not yet trapped, it's mechusar tzeda, it's not in a matzav right now where it's considered trapped. So aser, so then you're not allowed to take it from there, you can't trap it from there, because being that it's in a matzav that it's not considered trapped, for you to trap it from there, now you're doing the tzeda, so therefore that's going to be aser. However, if it's something that it's already in an enclosure, it's not lacking tzeda, it's already considered trapped even as it is, so then mutter, then you're allowed to trap it from there because you're not really trapping it. It already is trapped. You can't trap something that's already trapped, and mamela, that's not going to be a malacha of tzad, and that's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara. So we mentioned in the Mishnah that by a chaya in an eif, so those things you're allowed to take from a bevar, meaning a chay and an eif inside of a bevar is already considered that it's trapped. Mamela, you're allowed to take it from there. Where many ask the Gemara, kasho, stiro, bevarin shel chaya v'shel eifos, this same bevar of chaya and eifos, says the Braisa, ein sadin meham biyamtiv. You're not allowed to trap from them on Yom Tov. meaning when they're in the Beivar, it's not considered that it's in a matziv of it already being trapped. You taking it from there, you trapping it from there, that's you doing the trapping. So you're not allowed to take it from a Beivar, ve'ein naisin lefnei mizaynes, and you're not allowed to give them food. So the Gemara now is not really going to focus on the stira without giving them food, but says the Gemara, kasha chaya chaya, kasha eifes ha'eifes, with regards to the trapping at least. Now with regards to trapping, we seem to have a stira between our Mishnah and this Braisa. Our Mishnah is mashma that it's not mashma, it seems to say pretty clearly that a chaya and an eif inside of a beivar is already considered trapped. And this Braisa says that they're not considered trapped when they're inside the beivar. So says the Gemara, bishlam achaya achaya lekasha. So the stira with regards to the chaya you could get out of. You could say, ha Rabbi Yehuda and ha Rabbanan. That's a machlaikas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, whether or not a chaya inside of a beivar is considered trapped. That not like we learned in the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda said, hatzad tzipur lemigdal, utzfi lebayis chayiv, that if a person traps tzipor inside of a migdal, inside of a closet, so then that's considered trapped in your chayiv. And a deer, a tzvi, which is a type of chaya, so that if you trap it inside of a house, then you're chayiv. Only inside of a house. So says the Gemara, you can make the diak, labayis huda mechayiv, avo lebevar in loy. That it's only chayiv if you trap it inside of a house, because that's very well trapped. But if you trap it into an outdoor bevar, so that's considered that it's not trapped, and you won't be chayiv for tzad. However, the Chachamim argue, and they say that Sipur Lamigdal, that we're masking to you, that if you're only Chayef for Tzad, if you trap it inside of a closet, Utzvi Labayas Legino Luchatzer Ulebevarin. But it's Tzvi, so once you trap it, either into a house, like you said, or even just into a Gina, a Chatzer, or a Bevar, that's also considered trapped. So you see that it's a Machlaikas of Yehudin Rabbanon, whether or not putting a chaya in a beivar is considered trapping it. And then it would follow that, is there an iser tzedah to trap it from there? Well, that's going to depend on whether or not a chaya inside of a beivar is considered trapped. According to Rabbi Yehuda, a chaya inside of a beivar is not considered trapped. Mamela, you would be not allowed to take it from there on Yom Tif. That's like the Braisa. The Chachamim say that no, a chaya inside of a beivar is considered trapped. Therefore, to take it from the Beivar, that would be completely mutter. That's like the Tana of our Mishnah. So our Mishnah and the Braisa, with regards to Chaya, you could get out of, you could say that our Mishnah is the Chachamim, and the Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda. Ela Eifes, Eifes Kasha. But we're going to be stuck when it comes to Eifes, because by Eifes, everybody agreed that it's only considered trapped once you put it into a closet, like the Braisa says, that if you take it from a Beivar on Yom Tif, you're going to be Chayiv, because inside of a Beivar, that's not considered trapped. Yet our Mishnah says that to take the Tzipur out of the Beivar, so that's Mutter, meaning it's considered trapped already inside of the Beivar. That seems to be not like Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim. So says the Gemara, Eifes, Eifes Kasho, V'chi Tema, maybe you'll say to answer the Kasho, that Hanami Lai Kasho, Ha Beivar Mekur, the Mishnah and Shabbos, the Braisa that we mentioned, those are all talking about a Beivar that doesn't have a roof. That's why when it's inside the Beivar, it's not considered trapped, because it's talking about a Beivar without a roof. Our Mishnah would say that it's already considered trapped inside of the Beivar. That's talking about a Beivar with a roof. That's why it's already considered trapped. That's why to take it from there on Yom Tov is going to be mutter. So maybe we can answer the stira like that. Says the Gemara, no, you're not going to be able to say that, because v'habayis de kebevar mekura dami, because bayis is like a roofed off bevar. A bayis shouldn't be any different halachically than a bevar with a roof. Ubein Rabbi Yehuda, ubein Rabbanan, tzipur lemigdal in labayis loy. And yet both Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, they still say that you're only chayav for trapping a bird inside of a closet. They say that if you trap it inside of a house, being that a house is larger, even though there's a roof, so it's not considered trapped if you trap it into a house. It's only considered trapped into a closet. So we're still going to be stuck with our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that you could take it even out of the Beivar, even if the Beivar has a roof on it, it's still not a closet. And if so, why is it mutter to take it from there on Yom Tov? L'chayra, it's not trapped the way it is. It's only when you take it from there that's going to be trapping it. So how is that allowed on Yom Tov? We're still back to our stira. So says the Gemara, that Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hacha B'tzipar Dror Askinan. No, no. It's like we said. Our Mishnah is talking about a Beivar with a roof. You're asking, if so, so still you see from the Braisa and in Shabbos and the Mishnah in Shabbos, you still see from the Braisa and the Mishnah in Shabbos that trapping inside of a house is not considered trapped, and if so, a roofed off Beivar should also be that it's not considered trapped. No, that's different. That Mishnah in Shabbos, that Braisa, that's talking about a wild bird, a tzipor dror. It's talking about a specific type of tzipor. It's called a tzipor dror. It's very wild. And it lives inside of a house like it lives in the field. It lives like in the wild. Just like in the wild, the bird runs and roams all around, flies all around. This type of bird, even when it's inside of a house, it lives like that. And therefore, it's not considered trapped inside of a house. It's only going to be trapped once you put it into a closet. But our mission is discussing a regular tzipor inside of a house or inside of a roofed off beivar. So that is considered trapped, and that's why the Tanya of our Mishnah said that you're allowed to take it out from the beivar on Yom Tov, because we're talking about a regular tzipor, a roofed off beivar. That's why it's already considered like it's trapped. For you to trap it from there, that's not considered tzad. Says the Gemara, Hechi Dami Beivar. Says the Gemara, Hashta the Asas Lahachi. Now that we came on to this, that we're saying that the Brais and our Mishnah is all the same and the Amar. There's no Machlaikis. And we're just differentiating between different types of Beivarin and different types of birds. Our Mishnah is Dafka talking about a Beivar that has a roof. The Brais was talking about a Beivar that doesn't have a roof. And they're talking about different types of birds. So once you're going to say these types of Chilukim, so Chaya Chaya Nami Laikasha. So now we have an answer the stira between Chaya also in a different way. We could say that it's all one man diamar. Our Mishnah and the Braisa are the same man diamar. Our Mishnah said that in the Beivar it's considered trapped, and the Braisa said that in the Beivar it's not considered trapped. Says the Gemara, that's not a kasha. Ha lay kasha. Ha be Beivar katan, ha be Beivar gadol. Our Mishnah was discussing a small Beivar. So in a small Beivar, that's when a Chaya is considered trapped, and that's when you could take it from there on Yom Tov. The Braisa, which said that you're not allowed to trap the Chaya from the Beivar, that was talking about a Beivar Gadol, a large Beivar, a large enclosement, and that's why it is considered to trap it from the Beivar Gadol, because inside the Beivar Gadol, it's not considered like it's trapped. Now, Hechi Dami Beivar Katan. Now, what's exactly the definition, halachic definition of a small Beivar that it's considered trapped in? Hechi Dami Beivar Gadol, and what's the definition, the halachic definition of a large Beivar that it's not considered like it's trapped? So says the Gemara, a few Malachim, Amar Avashi, Kol Hecha Derahid Abasra. Anytime you could run after the Chaya, Umate La Bechad Shechia, and you could get to it with one swish without having to take a break, without having to rest, so that's considered already a Beivar Kata. V'idach Beivar Gadol. Once you have to take some breaks and you have to go at it a few times, so then that's already considered a Beivar Gadol. Inami or another Psha, Kol Hecha Dika Ukzi Ukzi Beivar Gadol. Anytime there's like cracks and crevices in the Beivar where the Chaya could hide, so then that's considered like a Beivar Gadol, because it's more complicated to get it from there, so it's not considered trapped. V'idach Beivar Katan. But if it doesn't have these uksi, so then it's easier to trap it, and then it's already considered trapped by just being inside of the Beivar. Inami, or a third shot, the kolhecha de nafli tula de kasli adadi Beivar Katan. Anytime the walls, the shade from one wall reaches the shade from the other wall, now, Taisus points out, obviously there was some sort of assumption about how tall the walls are, so there's a certain standard height for how tall walls are, maybe the 4 amos, maybe 10 tfachim, I don't know, whatever standard height of the walls are. So they had some sort of shir kavua for the size of the height of the walls. So if the Beivar gets larger and larger, the shade's not going to reach the other wall. But if it's smaller, so then the shade from one wall will reach the other wall. The shade does reach, so that's considered a Beivar Katan. V'idach Beivar Gadol, and if the shade doesn't reach, so then that's considered a Beivar Gadol. And Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's not that these Mahalchim are arguing on each other, they're just different ways that you could figure out whether or not you're dealing with a Beivar Katan or a Beivar Gadol. But they're all ultimately the exact same shear. Says the Gemara, we mentioned in the end of our Mishnah that Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Aymer Loi Kala Bibarin Shavin. That not all Beivars are the same, it depends on the size, which is really what we just said. that it depends on the size of the beivar. Whether or not it's mutter to take the chaya out of the beivar is going to depend on the size of the beivar. So that's really what Rav Shimon ben Gamliel points out in the end. So he's really like explaining the Tanna Kamma. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Amar Le Abaye said to him, halacha mechal de pligi. When you say it like that, that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, you're making it seem as if there's like a machlaikis in our Mishnah. However, especially according to the way we just explained, so there's no machlaikis in the Mishnah between the Tanna Kamma and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanna Kamma also agrees that it depends on the size of the beivar. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was just explaining the Tanna Kamma. So why do you say it like that? The halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. There's no one that argues. So Amar Le, so he said back to Abaye, well, my nafkulach mina. So why does that bother you? All the more so. That means that the halacha should be like Rav Gamliel. So I said it in a way that's mashma, it's a machlaikis. You're telling me everybody holds like that. Okay, great. I didn't say anything wrong. So Amar Le, so no, Abaye said back to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he said back to Rav Yehuda, that no, Gemara, Zemartatei. What, we're learning Torah. You want it to just be like a song, and things just don't matter. We should just say things, and it doesn't have to have real deep meaning. When you say, oh, if you have to speak properly, you're saying that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, that's mashmitz machlaikas. There's no machlaikas. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel was explaining the Tanna Kamma, and therefore it's incorrect to say that the halacha is like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Of course, that's the halacha, but it's incorrect to say it like that, which gives the mashmais that kilu there's a machlaikas. So Zayaklal, the Mishnah ended off that the rule is kol amilchusar tzeda. Anything that it's not considered trapped in its present state, so then it's usher to trap it from there on Yom Tif, because then you're trapping it. And anything which is considered trapped in its present state, so then you're allowed to trap it from there on Yom Tif, because it's already trapped. So heichi dami milchusar tzeda. Says the Gemara, how do you define that something is mechusar tzeda, that it's not fully trapped? Am Rabbi Yosef, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Shmuel. Shmuel said that kol sha'aymer havei mitzuda unitzudanu, anything about which you say, you make up all sorts of schemes and plans. You say, come, bring a trap, let's go get it. Anytime you have to say such a thing that which sounds like you're scheming in order to get the animal, so then that's considered that it's not trapped right now. If you have to say, Havei mitzuda unsudanu, so that means it's not considered trapped right now. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said, Rabbi Yosef, va'avazin, v'tarnegoylin, but what are you talking about? When it comes to geese and chickens, sha'imrim havei mitzuda unitzudanu, they're very tricky to catch. And therefore, we do say, even when you have a goose or a chicken inside of a beaver, you say, havei mitzuda unitzudanu, you say, let's go get it. V'tanya, and yet we learned in the Braisa, that atzad avazin, v'tarnegoylin, v'yoyni hardisa'is, that when it comes to, even not in a beaver, when it comes to trapping geese and chickens and these certain type of doves, so it's not a problem of tzad. You're allowed to trap these things on Shabbos and Yom Tif. There's no iser of tzeda. They're always just considered trapped by definition. Naturally, a goose and a chicken, they're easy enough to catch that they're just always considered trapped. Now the question is you just said any time you have to say havei mitzuda unitzudanu, so then we look at it like the animal is not considered trapped. But you have to say that when you catch chickens and geese, and yet still we say that there's no iser of tzeda when it comes to them. So something's off over here. So I'm a rabbi by Rav Huna, I'm a Shmuel, that there's a difference. Halalu, when it comes to these animals, these geese, these chickens, v'yoni hardisais, so they're buying the kluvan la'erev. They go back to their home at night. At night, they go back to their place where they sleep. And therefore, being that they go back to the place that they sleep, even though right now it might be tricky to catch them, being that at night they become very easy to catch because they go back to their kluv, so therefore, even during the day, it's not considered like they're mechusar tzeda. Because later on in the day, they're going to go back lekluvan, and it's going to be very easy to catch them. Memela, even now, even during the day, there's no iser of tzeda. The halalu, whereas when we said the rule, when Rabbi Yosef said the rule about havei mitzuda nitzudanu, he was talking about animals that are ain ba in lekluvan la'erev, that they don't go back to the lekluvan at night, and therefore, you really have to trap them. This is the permanent state, is havei mitzuda nitzudanu. Being that that's the permanent state of the animal, it's not considered trapped, it's considered mechusar tzeda. And mamela, it's going to be usher to trap such an animal on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We'll ask the Gemara, V'harei yoni shevach v'yoni aliyah. But when it comes to these doves that are in the shevach, or in the, on the person's roof, on the aliyah, deban lekluvan l'erev, they do go, they also go lekluvan at night, they go back to their place where they sleep, and yet still, the halacha is, v'tanya, we learned in the b'raisa, hatsad yayne shayvich v'yayne aliyah, v'tzipayrim shikinenu betapichin b'viris, that if a person traps yayne shayvich and yayne aliyah, and also birds that they are in a nest, betapichin inside of jars, b'viris outside of the walls of certain houses, they would set up these jars for the animals, for the birds to make their nests. Now, halacha is if you trap any of these animals, you're chayiv. Now, wait a second. Yayne shayvach, yayne aliyah. You're chayiv for trapping it. But it goes back lekluvan be'erev. You just told me anything that goes lekluvan be'erev, so then no matter what, there's no iser of tzeda. So why is it that there's an iser of tzeda of tzad when it comes to yayne shayvach and yayne aliyah? So says the Gemara, we just have to tweak what we said before. Ela amar Rabbi bar Avuna amar Shmuel. It's not just about going lekluvan be'erev or not going. It's halalu ba'an lekluvan le'erev umuzenaisen alecha. When it comes to the avaz and the geese and the chickens, so those, not only do they go lekluvan le'erev, but they also then rely on you for their food. So therefore, they're going to be very easy to catch because they're relying on you. However, v'halalu, these, yayne aliyah and yayne shevach, these doves, so they're, it's true, they're ba'an lekluvan le'erev, they do go to their klov at night, however, ve'im is a nice and alecha, they're not relying on you for food. And therefore, even when they come at night, they're not necessarily so easy to catch, therefore, where there's an Isra of Tzad to catch them. Or of Mari Amar, different teretz, that Hani Avidi L'Rabuye, that when it comes to these Yayne Aliyah and Yayne Shayvach, so even when they go to their Khan, nothing to do with needing you or not needing you for food, but they're still very slippery. They slip away. They slip away from you. V'hani lo yavidi l'revuye, but yet when it comes to the geese, when it comes to chickens, so they don't really run away as much. So when they come back at night, they just sort of stay there once they're there. They don't try to slip away. That's why there's no tzad dafka by the geese and by the chickens. Ask the Gemara, kulhu nami yavidi l'revuye. What does that mean? Every animal, even chickens and geese, if you try to catch it, try, go to a farm, try to catch a geese, try to catch a chicken, they're gonna run away. Every animal runs away. Says the Gemara, yeah, but lekluvan kamrina davidu l'rabuye. We mean to say that there has to be the type of animal that it runs away even when it's by its klov. So that the goose and the chicken, once they're in their habitat, once they're in their coop, they're in the coop, so they don't try slipping away from you. As opposed to the yayne shayvach and the yayne aliyah, that those try slipping away.